9792.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise God. You may be seated. You know, we are here in church, and you could be at home watching TV or somewhere else doing what you want to do, but do you realize that you're getting equipped to walk in life victoriously? You know, there are so many children of God that are so defeated in so many different areas. And a lot of people don't understand the authority that they carry and the blessings that are available to each and every one of us. Now Jesus obviously wants us saved first and foremost. And then He wants us also to get other people saved. But in salvation, God's got blessings for us, and He wants us to receive of what He's provided for us. And so as we learn the Word of God and we see what God's given to us and what He wants to do with us and how He wants us to flourish and be prosperous in every area. I'm not just talking finances. That's a big thing, is finances. But He wants you to flourish and prosper in your marriage, in your relationships. He wants that. He wants you to prosper in your body, healing and health. That's what God wants for each and every one of us. And He made provision that we can. But if you don't know about something, it's not going to be any good in your life. If you inherited $2 million from an auntie or an uncle that died, but you didn't know about it, it doesn't serve you any purpose. There's no good in your life. But when you find out, hey, Aunt so-and-so died and left you $2 million, well, then you can go to the attorneys and get the finances and use it to do whatever you need to do. So the Word of God is so rich, but you've got to mine. You've got to dig for it. It's like gold. You've got to go and dig for it. That's why God says, study to show yourself approved. You've got to seek it out. You've got to find out the Word of God. You have to find it out for yourself. Then you get revelation. When you know the Word of God, the Logos, written Word of God, then the Holy Spirit, as you're praying and as you're meditating in the Word, He can bring you a revelation. Amen. About that Word that you've learned. Amen. And when you get a revelation about healing, about finances, about marriage, whatever it is, there is nothing that the devil can do to stop you marching in victory. Amen. In that area. And there's far too many children of God that are really being beat up. And it shouldn't be that way. I don't know about you, but I want to be victorious in everything I do. I don't start a business to lose. I don't start any business to lose out. I don't start an exercise to get unhealthy. I want to get healthier and stronger. I don't start a game of golf to go in there and play mediocre and lose. I go in there to win, to become better. I always want to become better at whatever it is I'm doing. And God wants us to be better in every area of our own lives. So He made provision for us. He gave us all the tools. He's equipped us. And He said, now go out and do it. Now we've got to be victorious in Christ. We're supposed to be victorious. Well, Pastor, life happens and things. Sure it does. But don't camp in the problem. Get out of it. He's made a way of escape. He says there is no temptation or no test, nothing that can hold you down. But He makes the way of escape every single time. And it doesn't mean just getting out of it. He means coming out victoriously. When you think about the children that were thrown into the fiery furnace, they said, we're not going to bow our knee. We are not bowing our knee. We don't care what you do to us, whether God comes to save us, whether He doesn't. We are not bowing our knee to anybody but God. Amen. And they threw them into the fire, made it 7 times hotter. And when they came out the fire, When the king saw a fourth person in the fire and he threw three in, he said, I see a fourth man in there and he looks like the Son of God. How come all of a sudden he got a revelation of what God looks like? A heathen king. And you know God used that man? Eventually. He had to humble him. Somebody eventually used him. And so, and I see he's like a fourth man and it looks like the Lord. All of a sudden he's getting revelation. When God comes on the scene, you're going to know God's on the scene. You understand? Don't think, well, yeah, you know, this little bit is God. The little bit is God, but the bigger bit is God too. Don't just look for the small little bits. Look for the big picture. God's big, God's powerful. And when they came out of the fire, the Bible says they didn't even smell like smoke. You won't even know you've been in a fight. You won't even know you've been broke. You won't even know that you were sick. God turns it around so much so that you don't even have a memory of it. Amen. That's who God is. And the problem is we're so trapped up in this world and its ways that we tend to overlook the power of God. Amen. We tend to forget that God's got all the power that's available and necessary. He's got all the finances. He's got all the healing. He's got all the peace. He's got all the joy. Amen. He made the night so you can sleep, and he's got the sleep in his hands to give to you. Amen. Amen. And he said, you can be stress-free. Well, how do I become stress-free? He said, cast your cares upon me. Amen. Well, if I put my, that's in 1 Peter 5, 7. If I cast my cares upon Jesus, and I cast them off of me, it's like when you've been Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse. If I'm from the curse, I'm not in the curse. If I cast my cares, I don't have my cares. Amen. What we do is we cast our cares and we pull them back in. We reel them back in. Instead of casting them and leaving them on him, you can be stress-free. But Pastor, how can you say that? You don't know what happened to me. No, I don't. But I know what happened to Christ. And I know that he took my whipping, my bruising, the chastisement of my peace, everything was on him. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. Amen. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. If the chastisement of my peace was upon him, then that means I can walk in absolute peace in the midst. Amen. You know that song that we sang now? Raise a hallelujah. Yeah. You know that song? I don't know if any of you have seen it. There was a kid. He was a young boy, I don't know, 1 year of age, in a church, and he got a death report. They rushed him to the hospital, and the prayer team went out praying, get everyone to pray, and I saw the video you sent me. Got everyone to pray, and this boy was maybe one and a half, I'm not sure, and the report was not looking good. They said he wasn't going to make it through the night. And the worship leader of the church said, he felt all of a sudden this giant of unbelief. Have you ever felt that?
Yes.
I have. When the problem looks bigger than God, many people put the devil up here and put God down there. And he says this giant of unbelief came in. Now, that's how the devil operates. He tries to get unbelief into you. And he says he felt this wall, this giant of unbelief come. And he was like looking and feeling, you know, what do I do, how to do? And all of a sudden, he said, deep within the recesses of his life, he felt this word coming to him. The song just started rising up, just bubbling up. That's God, right? Amen. God did this for him. Yeah. And he said that, and he started, and the song, he said, and this is how the song goes. I'll raise a hallelujah. And he said, in the midst of the enemy, in the midst of the attack, in the midst of the sickness, in the midst of the no money, in the midst of the divorce, in the midst of everything, you raise a hallelujah. Yeah. And that song came out, yeah. And you raised a hallelujah, and that's how that song came about. And while they're singing that song, guess what? The little boy's there with his dad, waving and worshiping God. Healed completely. Don't wait for the victory to start praising God. Praise God to the victory. Amen. So that song is very, very powerful. It means a lot for me, and it should mean a lot to you as well. Raise a hallelujah in the midst of the attack, in the midst of the enemy. God is more powerful than any attack you will ever come under.
Amen. Amen. Come on, Pastor. Come on.
But we got to know some things, and we got to stand on those things. That's why Jesus said, he who hears these sayings of mine and doeth them is like a man who built his house on a rock. Amen. And when the attacks came and the sickness came and the no money came and the divorce papers came, all that stuff happened. He said, he heard about me, he heard my word, and he did my word. Amen. And when those storms of life came, he stood because it was found on a rock. Then he said, but he who heard the word and didn't do what he heard, he was like a man who built his house on the sand. And when sickness came and prosperity went and divorce came and all this stuff, he went down because he didn't have any solid foundation. Amen. You've got to hear the word and do the word. And in this church, we don't say, well, God is sovereign. We know he is. But God is sovereign. Whatever will be, will be. It's not up to you or me.
No.
Where does that come from? That's what the devil wants you to think. Because God has done what he's going to do. And he said, now you speak, you act, you call things that are not as though they were. You get some faith and trust and you call your life into effect. Amen. Because the way you think in your heart, that's how you're going to live. Amen. And many Christians don't understand this kind of stuff. Many, many places. They don't understand this, that I'm the righteousness of God and I'm a joint heir together with Christ. They don't know that. And they think that I'm just waiting on God. I'm just sitting and waiting. I'm a hoping and a praying. There's no faith attached to that whatsoever. And you're going down every single time. So we need to learn some things about what God said, how he said to operate, and then do it. Amen. If you're believing for a healing, you've got to have faith that by the stripes in his back, you are healed. Amen. Are healed. Is healed. Done deal. You've got to believe it, even though you still got sickness all around you, but you've got to believe it and you've got to visualize it. You've got to see it. If you can't see yourself without it and walking around healthy, you can't have it. You think about God, before he made you, he saw you. See, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. So he got the vision of what he wanted. He had faith, he spoke it, and you came. There you are. Well, we created in his image and likeness. So you've got to have the faith. You've got to see what it is that you're believing him for. You've got to see yourself with it. And then you just hang on to that. Amen. And he says, listen, even though it tarry, it will not lie. It shall come to pass. So who's it up to? It's not up to God. If it was up to God, every human being would be healed. Every human being would be saved. Every human being would be prosperous. On the planet. We know that God doesn't want that one person should perish. Yet they're perishing. Why? Because he doesn't force it on anyone. He's given you everything you need. Now you've got to step out and do it. And so we as a church and as believers of God and children of God have to activate our own lives to be prosperous and blessed. So you need to get this in your spirit. Don't wait on God. Don't wait on your pastor. Don't wait on your friends. Don't wait on your spouse. Get going yourself. Amen. And if you feel, well, I'm not encouraged and no one's here to encourage me, then you encourage yourself. Amen. If you're waiting for someone to come and encourage you and give you a good word, he may not come. Now what are you going to do? You've got to get the word. You've got to encourage yourself. You've got to step out yourself. Amen. I mean, this is just... It's just the way it is.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Thank you for joining us today. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 53 verse 5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2, 24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us in our Tradition Town Hall facility where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge and all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristUnlyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.